Good afternoon and welcome to episode 88 of Martin Uncut. Today is the 7th of May 2021. Today's episode is 3 weeks with drafts. So it's finally Friday again. Time is flying away when you're having fun, isn't it? And yesterday I was doing a super interesting interview with Michael Slawinski, the founder of Nosby, for the new podcast that we are starting up. And that new podcast will be ready for release in a couple of weeks. And I can't tell you how excited I am to see that going out to all of you guys. And of course, I will talk more about that podcast when we're getting closer. But today, I will talk about drafts. So 3 weeks ago in episode 73, April 16, Never-Ending Flow of New Apps, I talked about a new note-taking app called Draft. Well, Draft isn't that very new. It's kind of a super old iOS application that's been around for like forever. But it was new for me. And I got it recommended from my pal and co-host on the new podcast, Michael Dreves. Or he was more or less selling it to me. He was really persistent telling me that this is something that I must try out because it's the application to use. But I was, of course, willing to give it a try. Always give it a try. So Draft has been around for quite some time. It was originally an iOS application. And there it was. That is the place where most people is using it, I would think, still. I, on the other hand, use it mainly on my desktop computer. I use my iOS devices almost only for consumption of information. Very seldom I create content on them. But I have actually ended up to use Drafts a lot on the Mac OS desktop side instead. So it's a very, very small and very nice Mac OS app. It has obviously a very, very thought out, been designed and developed specifically for the Mac OS and the Mac ecosystem. It is a text editor, and it's a very powerful text editor. And the whole goal of it is to capture the thoughts that you have into text as quickly and as easily as possible. And when you're done with that capture, you should hand over the text to some other application for the final work. And I use Obsidian as my main note-taking app. Currently, I work with two different databases of notes, or vaults, as Obsidian calls it. One for reference notes, stuff for this podcast as an example, my blog, work stuff, meeting notes, etc. It all goes into to this one vault, this one database. In my second vault, I have my knowledge management system, and this is where I build my Zettelkasten system. And if you want to know more about Zettelkasten, check out episode 77, April 22, Zettelkasten, how to write good notes. For more information about this system, that is the episode to listen to, definitely. There is a lot of links to external resources as well. I could, of course, write directly into Obsidian, and I do that a lot of the time, but sometimes it's just easier to start writing in Draft. And this is when I need to work on something, potentially reviewing something and take notes at the same time. So it can be when I'm reading an article in DevonThink or watching a video on YouTube or I'm on a Zoom call. I can then have Draft floating on top of all the other windows. So it's then super available and super easy for me to use it to capture the notes that I have or need to take. And when I'm done, I can simply click on a button or an action and my note will fly straight into either one of my Obsidian vaults. And I have also created a few actions in Draft to populate my notes with templates. And this can be a very quickly way for me. So for example, when I do reading articles, books, or sometimes when I watch more structured videos, I do what I call literature notes. And I want to have them formatted in a coherent way. And thus I created a template for that. And I use an action for that. And that is a super nice feature that I use a lot. Other things I found really nice is to do when I do my mind sweep. Yes, you know by now that I am a GTD nerd, and this is another GTD thing. So every once in a while, I capture everything that I has in my mind, or everything that has my attention, and I capture it and put into my GTD system. And to use Draft for this is super easy and super good. I can simply just write one thing per line on new Draft notes. And when I'm done, I click a new action or a new simple a button in the UI. And this note will then fly straight into OmniFocus, into the OmniFocus inbox there. And then I can process that or all of those things as anything else that I has captured. I personally never leave things in the drafts database for any longer time, at least. It should go out of the database there as quickly and as fast as possible. And the reason for that is that I use drafts as a capture tool only. It is not a storage or a reference tool for me. It can be that if you want to, there is functionality for it. But I would say Obsidian and DevonThink is just so much better at that. So that's why I said I use Draft for capture, and then I use Obsidian and DevonThink to actually store my notes afterwards. I rarely use it on my iOS devices, and when I do, it's most often to hold stupid things like a shopping list when I need to go to the store. I create those usually just by dictation, so I talk to the phone, and then it becomes text in drafts. And that works super well, way better than I actually expected. And then when I'm in the store, I can simply just remove things from this note as I pick them in my shopping basket. And that, I think, is super helpful for me. And sometimes I get these random ideas, and then the dictation feature is so nice. You can just whip up your phone and quickly talk into your phone to capture it. And then I click and it's into my OmniFocus inbox. I could also use my watch for this, but my experience tells me that that is not the most safe and stable way to actually capture things. So I don't really trust my watch for that. For me, Draft is not a life-saving app. I would survive just fine without it. But it does a few things very, very well, and it fits quite well into my workflow. So I have actually went on and paid for it. So I have a premium subscription of Drafts. And the reason I did that is because I wanted the more advanced things. So I wanted to be able to customize and create my own actions to be able to actually connect it to all the other tools I have. So for example, OmniFocus is something that I couldn't connect it to without being a paid member. And this was really the deal breaker for me. And the free version made the app too simplified, so I would probably not use it at all, really, if I didn't buy the premium version. And this is also a very well-designed and very well-engineered application, so it felt quite good, actually, to go out there and support the developer in one way. And this is my little contribution to this project. So that was everything I had for today and for this week. We have a weekend coming up here, and I hope you will have a great time and that we will get better weather than what we have had so far this week. Next week will hopefully be more normal. I will release my episodes in the morning just as usual, but you never know. If you like the show, why not recommend it to a friend, colleague, or a family member? That would help the audience to grow, and that would put a smile on my face. So take it easy and see you back here on Monday. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.